Space News 100. Hello, thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. This is Marie, with another edition of Space News. Welcome to my channel. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. I am writing this on the morning of September 10th, 2025. In today's first piece of news, I must talk about 3i Atlas again, as it is gaining even more attention from the mainstream media. All you need to do is search YouTube, and you will find innumerable videos about it, starting with scientific ones and going all the way to people who claim it is the, quote, aliens from Lyra coming to finally save humanity. I find it interesting that whoever said that 3i Atlas is the aliens, said they are from Lyra, as I relate it to Lyrians in general as a species, and therefore those who would be most interested in helping humanity. Ergo, the triad, if you know what I mean, including the Irma, because although they are felines, they are also from Lyra, strictly speaking. From the point of view of us, the Tajitans, and of the triad as well, the concept of 3i Atlas rattling all over the media is a problem because it does not relate or correspond to anything we can directly see from up here. And as you would expect, if someone knew every stellar object near Earth, every rock, and every pebble, it would be us. Furthermore, it's not like we don't see 3i Atlas from here. It's more like we can see several hundred stellar objects, each of which could be taken as 3i Atlas, as most of them fulfill the media's alleged specifications. So, which one are they referring to? This leads us to conclude that what you hear in the media is all made up. Coming back to 3i Atlas, I know that my opinion about it is completely different from just about every other person transmitting anything about it, as even conspiracy theorists and fanatics of extraterrestrials use it as some kind of validation for their mostly unfounded theories, and so could I, but it simply does not fit into our cosmology, and it certainly does not concur with the data our senses give us, as there are nearly 300 objects which more or less fit the criteria to be 3i Atlas. It is simply unreal to us that science on Earth may be focusing on only one of several hundreds of 3i Atlas-like objects, while ignoring nearly 900 parked starships, all larger than a kilometer, parked right outside Earth. But that is the current situation. All those 3i Atlas objects I am talking about are comets and icy asteroids, some of which do come from outside the solar system, are part of the natural stellar object ecosystem, and are mostly harmless. Some are also remnants of the destroyed Tiamat planet. What also worries me is that we may soon have many of our questions answered as 3i Atlas may end up being visible from Earth, perhaps even with the naked eye, yet from up here, we may still not see it. Moving to something else, it looks like the media in Mexico is also starting to predict that there may be significant earthquakes now in September. I find that interesting, but we have no new data about this. I have also been asked about what we think of Dyson spheres, which are supposedly superlarge structures designed to capture the energy of a star. What I have to say about all of those is that we, as a fully interstellar civilization, as well as any other, do not recognize the existence or the necessity to develop such things. There is no need to capture or harvest the energy of a star because if any civilization is capable of building such large things, then they would have also discovered the secrets of zero-point power, which renders capturing energy from a star simply unnecessary. Everyone in space uses zero-point energy. What scientists from Earth are most probably seeing is just a bunch of rocks and asteroids closely orbiting a stellar object, such as a sun. Such rocks would follow a more or less toroidal energy pattern, as caused by the magnetosphere of the sun in question, because objects with mass in a free-floating environment will tend to clump together following the pattern of the energy they are in. We can see this same effect even inside a medical pod, where the mother cells will also cluster together following the dominant energy pattern, in this case, of the high-resolution hologram of the body part to be restored. Dyson spheres, to me, are just another earth science theory that simply does not hold any water. I've saved the best for last. I have great news for you. Thanks to Nyshera's great efforts and courage, and thanks to all of your requests to YouTube to help us recover monetization for this channel, I'm proud to report that we've done it. Swaru official channel has recovered monetization. Last Monday, 4 hours on end, Nyshera personally took charge of achieving this, providing all the legal and official information directly to YouTube, all from the surface of Earth, as it wouldn't be possible from up here. Proving with this that she's a real person, with a Mexican terrestrial identity, which, by the way, begins with the letter A. She was able to legally prove that there isn't someone from another country supposedly usurping this channel. And for this same reason, we're now also authorized to restart the process for monetizing the other Swaru official channel, with 2F, the one only in English. For this reason, I will once again load all the new videos in the original Swaru official channel, the one with 1F, as I am attempting to more or less go back to how things were before. I don't like the idea of abandoning the English channel, so I will be uploading past videos only in English there, as was my intention from the beginning, but which I had stopped doing. This, more than anything, so that if any inconvenience with YouTube occurs again, we have an access route for all of you that is working in the eyes of YouTube, and incidentally, it can serve as a reminder for all English speakers of past material, since I don't see it convenient to continue with the so-called Wednesday videos, because they are too time-consuming, because YouTube may not agree with them, and because I decided to focus on a single channel again to maximize my time resources, and because the monetization of my main channel has returned. Currently, due to health reasons and high stress levels, I need to slow down a bit with the videos, aiming for at least 2 subjects in each language, including a space news video and another subject each week. However, this is a minimum, and I will upload more per week if I can write more. I apologize for so many changes. I hope you don't get dizzy, but they were necessary in each given circumstance. Back to the main topic, not only has Nyshera bravely stepped up to help me with the YouTube situation, but DK has too. Neither Nyshera nor DK are human, they are two of the very few full Tejitans on these starships that have managed to get a human identity card to help us all achieve any official task that has anything to do with the Matrix on Earth. Needless to say, this places them at great risk. In the interest of transparency, we even have a surprise for all of you. Now, when you make one of your kind donations on Mercado Pago, the name Rodrigo, who is DK's earthly identity, or Dor Kor-El, will appear in your Mercado Pago confirmation email. DK also has a huge surprise for all of you. Please watch your screens and raise your volume.
Hello friends, I am DK, a member of the original crew of Starship Talika. Today is September 11th, 2025, and I'm here on Earth on a supply mission. While I'm here, I'd like to take this opportunity to greet you all and to support the publication of the 100 Space News video of our Queen Marie. I want to thank everyone for the great support and trust you've shown towards her and also towards all of us. The closeness and affection you've shown over the past few weeks has been very, very important. I'm speaking for those who cannot speak at the moment, like Marie. But please know that we are, as always, close to you, and we are the same people we've always been, and nothing has changed up here. Thank you all, and a big hug. DK out.
I hope you enjoyed this surprise celebrating 100 space news. Just know that it took a lot of courage on DK's part. This is the first time he has ever sent a message like that, because we can notice that he wrote a text to remind him what to say. Thank you, DK, for putting yourself out there and taking such a risk. It means a lot to me. At this point, I can only thank all of you, my dear friends, who listen to my videos, who recognize me in every word I write, who manage to see me despite the dark, thick fog of the Matrix. Thank you for all the support and love you have given me and continue to give me every day and at all times. I see this as an achievement for all of us, together, for you and for us. Before I go, I would like to send a special greeting and a thank you to Jichu Lion, Jacko, and Richard Vasquez for their beautiful, supportive videos. Congratulations, and thanks to JF for his analysis and opinion blog. Thank you to Starseed, who took the time, effort, and dedication to create a page with transcripts of my videos. This will be all for today. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love and appreciation. Your friend, Marie.